In this bulletin, Victoria records 1,749 new COVID-19 cases. A joint party meeting planned today to tackle Australia's target for net zero emissions. And in football, penalties handed out for a heated English football match. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has detected 1,749 new locally acquired coronavirus cases and 11 deaths on Tuesday in a week when COVID-19's restrictions are set to ease. The state is edging closer to the end of Melbourne's lockdown when the reasons to leave home and nighttime curfew will no longer apply from Friday morning. Next month, when the state is likely to achieve an 80% double vaccination rate, Melbourne and regional Victoria will be living under the same rules. Premier Daniel Andrews says the state's population has complex needs, so he's releasing $21 million to help those facing barriers get the jab in Victoria.
But that last minute push, that push to get to those really high numbers, that has to involve going back and doing more in all of the targeted efforts that you've done to that point. That's where this package comes into its own.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded less than 300 new locally acquired cases and four more fatalities in the state. The three men and one woman who died were in their 60s and 80s, while two of them had not been vaccinated against COVID-19. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says there's concern about an increase in cases across regional areas of New South Wales.
We're seeing cases in Hunter, New England, around the Lake Macquarie, Wollongong, and other regions. So please be vigilant wherever you are across the state. Get vaccinated, but also get tested and stay home if you have COVID symptoms.
And in a month's time, fully vaccinated visitors can fly into Queensland if they test negative to COVID-19 and quarantine at home for 2 weeks. From November the 19th, border rules will start to ease when Queensland is expected to reach its 70% double dose vaccine target. When the 80% milestone is reached in mid-December, vaccinated travellers from interstate hotspots can also visit Queensland. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has told the ABC the Queensland population needs to also be vaccinated to protect against coronavirus. Moving on to other news, and Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says his party is fulfilling its duty to stand up for regional Australians in the debate on climate change. A joint coalition party room meeting is being held today to determine the government's energy plan ahead of COP26 in Glasgow. Prime Minister Scott Morrison wants a net zero carbon emissions target approved before he travels to the International Climate Conference. Mr. Joyce says it's important to reach a conclusion, but he expects various opinions and disagreements to emerge during the talks.
The closer you get to the centre of the capital city, a different political view, and we respect that. Their view is premised on predominantly white-collar jobs and low energy requirements, whilst ours in regional areas are predominantly blue-collar jobs that are energy intensive.
United States Vice President Kamala Harris has paid her respects to the late Colin Powell, calling the first black US Secretary of State both strong and modest. The former Army General died aged 84 from complications due to COVID-19 on Monday, and although he was fully vaccinated, he had a history of cancer. Flags have been lowered to half-mast at the White House and State Department to remember Mr. Powell and his legacy. Ms. Harris, who is the first black, South Asian and female vice president of the United States, says Mr. Powell broke down barriers during his time in service.
Those barriers were not easy to break by any stretch, but he did it with dignity, he did it with grace, and because of what he was able to accomplish, it really did elevate our nation in so many ways.
In sport, England's Football Association has been fined $157,000 after a chaotic Euro final in July at Wembley, in which 19 police members were hurt. England must also play its next Union of European Football Associations match behind closed doors as a penalty for the July clash against Italy. Some football fans forced their way through security into the stadium without tickets, and an independent review was held to investigate the disturbances. The tournament organisers opened proceedings against the Football Association in August, and the sanctions were issued on Monday. Weather time for you now. In Perth, rain with a possible storm and it's 20 degrees. In Adelaide, it's sunny and 25. In Melbourne, there's a possible light shower today, 18 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, where it's 13. A few showers about in Canberra, 16 degrees for you. In Wollongong, showers developing as well, 19. Much the same in Sydney, where it's 21 degrees. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 24. A shower or two in Brisbane with a possible storm and 26. Fine weather for Cairns, a sunny 34 degrees, and partly cloudy in Darwin, where it's 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And if you'd like to listen to special features on what's happening in the news today, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.